From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The nation is paying tribute to its war veterans today in suburban Washington. President Obama spoke at the annual ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery.
To our veterans, to the fallen, and to their families, there's no tribute, no commemoration, no praise that can truly match the magnitude of your service and your sacrifice.
Mr. Obama placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns and joined visitors at the gravesites of loved ones killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. President Obama has been meeting with his national security team today to chart a new course for the war in Afghanistan. The White House says Mr. Obama has yet to make up his mind and is unlikely to announce a decision for several weeks. But before heading into the meeting, General David Petraeus told CNN that a decision on sending more American troops to Afghanistan is near. The president is leaving Thursday for a trip to Asia. At Fort Hood, Texas, people are still trying to make sense of last week's shootings that left 13 people dead. Post spokesman Colonel John Rossi said today that officials are looking closely at security measures and taking steps toward the well-being of the soldiers stationed there.
We expect leaders to be invasive. This is a 24/7 business. You need to know your soldiers. So it's okay to ask them how they're doing and encourage them to seek help if they need it. We want leadership doing that right now, from the command level down to your sergeant who might be in charge of two or three soldiers.
Rossi said 15 people who were wounded in the shootings are still in local hospitals. He said they are all in stable condition. The Mormon Church has endorsed a pair of gay rights measures in Salt Lake City, despite its steadfast opposition to gay marriage. The measures banning job and housing discrimination against gays passed unanimously. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The anti-discrimination ordinances are the first in Utah and are consistent with earlier statements by Mormon leaders rejecting job and housing bias aimed at gays. But the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints did not act on those statements until Tuesday night, when a spokesman told the Salt Lake City Council the ordinances are fair and reasonable and do not do violence to the institution of marriage. Extensive Mormon support for California's ballot measure banning gay marriage made the faith a target of gay rights groups. Gay rights activists and Mormon leaders met in secret in the days preceding the Salt Lake City vote. They agreed to language exempting religious groups from some elements of the ordinances. Now attention turns to the Utah legislature, where the vast majority of lawmakers are Mormon. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
On Wall Street, stocks were up at the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 46 points at 10,293. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 14 points, and the S&P 500 had gained 5. You're listening to NPR News. A new study warns that 9 states are headed for the same financial crisis that plagues California. The list from the Pew Center on the states includes Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. The study says big budget gaps, rising unemployment, and high home foreclosure rates are among the key reasons. Members of the development community are welcoming the naming of a nominee to head the United States Agency for International Development. The post has been vacant for months, and the acting director director's temporary appointment was about to expire. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
President Obama has reportedly had a tough time trying to find someone willing to take over at USAID because of a strenuous vetting process and internal administration politics. The president's choice, Dr. Rajiv Shah, has already undergone that process to serve as an undersecretary in the U.S. Department of Agriculture in the area of food security. A physician, Shah is relatively unknown to people in the world of development. They note that he hasn't run a large organization like USAID or spent much time in the field working in development. Before coming into the administration, he worked for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's Global Development Programs. In that capacity, analysts say he was strongly supportive of the use of new technologies, including genetically modified crops, to address food shortages in developing countries. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
The husband of retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has died. John O'Connor died today in Phoenix of complications from Alzheimer's disease. He was 79. Justice O'Connor cited her husband's deteriorating condition when she retired in 2005. This is NPR.